Now listen.
Yes.
6354. They said, good for you, Scott. They said, no laughing here. Congrats to you for receiving the medal. This was the Knights of the Altar that I received out of the Diocese of Buffalo for my long service as an altar boy.
You said 12 years? Was that what it was?
I felt like it.
Okay.
I can't
remember what you said.
They work for a church. Well, they're the maintenance supervisor. And they have had lots of young adults and adults coming back to us reminiscing about their time as an altar server. Allie is going to hell. LMAO. That was and I got to come up to yet another text because you're an ass. And I just want to point that out. I want you to read the text here where you texted back. He only pretends to know what he's talking about on the radio. I want you to read that text about the dense breast tissue and the mammograms, rounding out the conversation of the mammograms.
Okay, yes, because I got a mammogram yesterday and I was encouraging everyone to get a mammogram. I can't find it. Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay. Good, everyone. Any somewhat average-sized woman can have dense breast tissue, not just the overly blessed.
Did you say blessed?
Yeah.
Here we go. Praise break coming now. Boobs, 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 boobs.
Humongous hungalonga no no logongus.
There you go.
I haven't heard that in so long. So then I responded because Scott was talking about if it hurts because, you know, small boobies, big boobies. And I said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He just pretends to be a doctor on the radio, okay?
But I think
she says,
yeah.
Typical male. But we still love you, Scott.
I just know a little bit about it. I know a little about a lot of things and a lot about the little.
He knows a little handful of things.
Yeah, well, there you go.
One and two.
I want to move completely off this mammogram thing for a minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could spend all day talking about boobs, but, you know, we probably should move forward. So I want to. This is something, and I don't understand how y'all function. Mm-hmm. But it starts with the Gen Zers, but I'm telling you, it's an infection that has gone all over the place.
Okay.
Gen Zers are setting their phones to do not disturb for most of the time. So this starts with the Gen Zers, but I'm telling you, it goes way further than that because 6059, I've never heard her phone ring. And I'm like, how do you know that I've texted you? I mean, are you just constantly watching? What's more anxiety riddling?
No.
Watching your phone endlessly? Or because I have my phone on. I know the notifications. You can make fun of me. But I need to know
the
I'm
ring.
Getting
a, it's the ring.
I know. But I want to know I'm getting a call. Important things. I'm not alone on this. If somebody calls from the kid's school, I got to know that they're calling. I can't just let it go to voicemail. There's important things. How do y'all function?
Okay. So one of our coworkers, she has it on D&D all the time. And what I think is great for her is that she's not constantly looking at her phone like everyone else. But also, when I need to get a hold of her, I will text her and text her again. And then she'll go, oh, dang, my stupid silence. And it is a lot. She is always on silent. She's always on D&D. So I'm wondering, like,
how do you function?
Well, yeah.
Because you say you're not always checking your phone, and you're implying that's because the notifications are on. I'd be checking my phone more if the notifications were off, because I'm like, did I miss something? Did I miss something?
That's how
did someone
I feel
call?
Too.
Okay, but so you're not alone. Do you keep, I know you never answer my call when I call.
Mine's on silent all the time, but it's not on D&D except for in the evening. So when I get a...
Well, I will go silent too. Silent, do not disturb, in my mind, are about the same thing.
No, because nothing comes in then.
Oh, God.
So the other thing about D&D that for me that I need to know certain notifications, but I have most of my notifications turned off. If you send me a message on Facebook Messenger,
yeah,
I have to go into the app to look at it.
That makes sense.
Same with like any TikTok, all of that, because I don't want to be a slave to my phone. So the only notifications I really get are my camera.
But aren't you a slave to your phone by the fact that it's on silent and you constantly go, wait, did I miss something? I would have the worst FOMO if I did this.
I get that. And that's the other thing. But it's also frustrating for me as the person who's trying to get a hold of the D&D person.
Yes.
As I'm like, Samantha, I need to get a hold of you.
Do you ever force the notifications?
Yeah, me too. She's actually told me, she goes, you got to call me twice now. Okay, that's what I'll do.
How about you take your phone off silent?
Just a thought.
I don't know how she lives.
Now, Gen Zers are saying that, you know, it helps them stay, you know, on task and get things done. I'm sorry. This would throw me. I need to know, how do you function? Look, 6059, it blows my mind. I understand if you're working in a doctor's office, obviously, you probably shouldn't be having all the notifications going off. But I can't live like that. How do you know? And she's quick on the response.
How do you know is what 1019 says. A lot of us get notifications on our watches, Scott.
All right. Well, there's that. But not everybody has a watch.
Right. Exactly. I don't. Only because I don't like a sweaty wrist.
Yeah, that too. There's another
piece. And there's a smell.
Oh, God. Yeah. You take it off. It is a weird smell. I can't put my finger on what that smell is.
But I know it.